Song plays out. I want to invite the mothers down and please hear me for just a moment. This is a pretty encompassing, it seems like, but it's in all truth. It's in all truth. So if you're a mother here this morning, or if you have been a mother the way that God sees mothers, in that you have had a large impact on a little one, raising them. It's said by others, but nevertheless it bears repeating. It's not who birthed you. It's who tucks you in at night.
Amen.
That's your mama. Although you could go back and forgive others, it's not your daddy that spawned you on this earth. It's your daddy who puts bread in front of you, tucks you in. That's your daddy. That's your father. And a lot of you women have had an opportunity. Hallelujah. Even girls that have worked in orphanages.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Couldn't be more of a mother than take other little kids and put them on your knee. Whew, God. I get messed up. So, mothers of all sorts, please come and stand. I want to read over you and pray over you. Come on, mothers. Hallelujah. And Candy, go ahead and she's probably got some help. Pass out their roses, if you would. Give them to them now. Hallelujah. Worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you, your mothers are not here. It's okay. Some of them, like Mary Homer, she's over there. I've got grandmothers that are over there. The main thing is they're over there where I'm going. Hallelujah. We will meet again. Thank you, Jesus. We will meet. Hallelujah. We're bunched up on this end, so you guys, I'm not going to give you too many orders this morning, because a woman scorned is a... And there's not enough men here to guard me either. I can look out and tell. Grab my three nephews up here, but they'd have a tough time. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Praise God. And, yeah. Oh, I forgot to say that. If you're like my niece, and you are a mother, but the one is here, but you can't see it. But you can see it. Travis. If there's any more like Blakey that... You just found out. Or if everybody can see and tell, it is no secret that you are a mother or expecting. You should be down here. Hallelujah. I'm going to have all you men up here after a while. I want to read a scripture to you. If this was a bunch of men up here, I'd give them no clue, and I'd kind of leave them just for the joy of it, hanging. But since you're all beautiful ladies, and my mama's up here, best mama in the world, you know. And sometime today, I will sing her favorite Mother's Day song. I can't sing it here. It's a lot to do with trains and pickup trucks. But she loves it. She loves it. So I'll sing it to her later. And then 32 years next month, I'm glad she's not my mama. But I will give you this much. Before you say amen to these scriptures, listen. Listen. So I don't leave you hanging. Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. So that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, worketh willingly with her hands, and she's like their merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar, and she riseth up also while it's yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. And with the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, and her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the staff. She stretched out her hands to the poor, and yea, she stretches forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, and for her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when she sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. She strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Thank you, Father. In a wonderful way, I have this to say to you, ladies. Individually, as an individual, this is not you. You don't have to measure up to this. This is, never was, a description of an individual woman. This was the body of Christ in which you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to measure up to something. I apologize for the preachers that didn't meditate it far enough, or myself ever having in the past. But I know this. I'm in there and you're in there. Hallelujah. I can be thankful for a mother like I had, and you heard our testimony, but let me tell you what's in there. It didn't matter if you raised your kids. Thank God if you did. Thank God if you did. But if you're here this morning, if you were here, and your sinuses have not yet been healed because you're just so new in the body of Christ, they haven't been healed from the coke that you've snorted. If you've got several children in your household and none of them have the same last name. If you've got children over there that before you came into Christ, you decided they were an inconvenience. Let me tell you, you are this woman. Hallelujah. Because you are in the body of Christ. Individually, that was not written to some woman to try to put a standard. This was the bride. I'm in it. It's great. It's good if you've got a good track record. Thank God. But let me tell you something. We're after a revival, and I can't wait until we pass out 1,000 of them white roses to young ladies and say, you're just as pure and just as holy and just as wonderful as the mother who went 40 years raising her kids in the house of God. If you've come into Him, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you do have something to brag about, ladies, today. You are in Him. Hallelujah. You're in Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. So why don't you join hands, you ladies? Let me just bless you. Father, we're headed towards a revival. These are the prototypes of revival. Not because they have to measure up to something that we didn't understand. Now we understand. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And Lord, these will set the example for 1,000 more young mothers who've never understood how to be a mother. Father, I bless every single one of them in the precious name of Jesus. I bless these revivalists. I bless these women. Bless them today. Cause Your peace and Your glory to reign upon them and in them and through them in their bodies, Lord. If there's anything that's ailing them, I speak life and the miracle working power of God into every single body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what kind of revival we're looking for? And that outpouring, these young mothers will come in. They'll have a track record that you guys will be able to. They'll be worried about the ones that are over there. I can tell you how to stop that. We need a revival. And they'll be crying and their mascara running and they'll be saying, I don't deserve it. Yes, His blood has cleansed them. And I just can't wait to get over there and see that little one and tell him I'm sorry. Let me tell you something about it. Let me just tell you about that place. Any explaining over there will take away from the moment. Once you've walked through His judgment seat and He gives you passage, nobody there nor yourself will have anything inside of you that feels like I need to go back and explain anything. It would be a slap in the face to heaven and to them for you to even try. It would take the moment down. Have you ever felt so much love that you felt like that your friend and you yourself knew that to even try to speak about what was gone past would pull the moment down? That's how heaven will be. That's how we're supposed to walk now. Hallelujah. You ladies are the best of the best. I applaud you. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Matt, if you can get some lights. Why don't the rest of you stand up and hug and squeeze these beautiful mothers as they go back? Hallelujah. Matt, just give us one more if you could. I put you on the spot. I love You, Jesus. I worship You and You're so good. I praise and give You glory. magnify You and worship You, who You are and what You are to me. I love You so much. You are wonderful and Counselor, Prince of Peace. Oh God, I thank You because we're going in. We will not be stopped. Hallelujah, Jesus. We'll not be stopped. Hallelujah. So just worship with us. Just glorify Him. I glorify God. Can I pray for you? Pray for you live in Texas.
Yes.
Okay. We're just going to pray over you. Bless you. Anything particular? Acid reflux.
And I feel real bad sometimes.
And you feel real bad sometimes. Well, it's coming on you right now. So, Father, right now. Jesus. There He is. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Jesus. He said, I show unto you a more excellent way. When he got 1 Corinthians 12 done, he went into 1 Corinthians 13, which we just sang, which there was no division of chapter, but he said, I could speak with tongues of men and angels, but if I didn't have love. Well, he wasn't talking about an active prayer life in tongues. In fact, he was describing in the previous chapter that someone divided in chapter 12 and described how you really were able to go on and walk into that more excellent way. And the more excellent way was to walk in the full expression of love. Have you ever heard anybody say something so redundant as, yes, yes, I know, you've got to do that. I know, I know, I know, I know, but you've got to walk in love. I know. I know that's the bottom line, but how do I get there? I mean, do you just make it up in your mind and say, okay, I'm just going to do it? I mean, that's how it's presented. Like, okay, yes, there's that gift of praying in tongues. That's wonderful. That's noble. That's wonderful. But you can have that, and if you don't, that's not what he was saying. He was saying you could actually have a gift, like spoke some words at one time or periodically when it came to your thoughts, okay, I'll utter its tongues. And you could still walk in a level of hatred and malice, strife, envy, submissing, those kinds of things. That you could do that. But he was not describing. In fact, he was describing the very opposite, the way that put you into that which was the perfect manifestation of Christ in you in this life, was you didn't have to change yourself. But I love what Pastor Dave said. He coined it by the Spirit. He said, the path to the miracle is just as sovereign as the miracle itself. In other words, the path to revival, the path to going into where one day you arrive and you find, hey, I checked myself and I don't know that all that stuff's gone. And I'm walking in a level of love and I'm standing apart from myself, judging myself, saying, hey, I like me pretty good. Well, how'd you get on that? Or how'd you do it? Did you just wake up one day and say, I think I'll follow his advice. He said, walk in love. Forget that. The more you try, the harder it gets. But there's a path. It's a way. And once you step onto that, let me tell you something. Let me tell you the dividing line. The dividing line is this. The second work of grace, which is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to stand down inside of you. When He came to birth you, He came to give you a new nature. That happened to you as an individual. You've got a new nature now. That's a recreated, born-again spirit. That's you as an individual. That's not Him. Your new nature is not Christ in the sense that that's an individual thing that happened to you. But then when the Holy Spirit steps in to fill you up, that's Him now in you. And now you've got another person filling up your senses. From that moment on, a walk of grace begins to take place inside of you to where that He just methodically can take you on a path if you step over into that path. And the dividing line, the total dividing line in the body of Christ, whether they are walking in or whether they even have a cognizant awareness of there's something out there to be even hungry for, is that place where the Holy Spirit begins an active, not a dormant, not, okay, yeah, they prayed at one time, and so they're filled with the Spirit. But when He can actively begin, it is the medium of exchange. The Holy Spirit can live quite dormantly in any individual that is He's ever stepped into, and He'll never leave. If they pray five words for the rest of their life in tongues, or 5 million, He'll never leave. He'll just be dormant. Just sitting there. And any chance He gets to point you in the right direction, He will. But His way of escape, His way to make you smarter than you are, the way to take you into more agape, the way to invigorate your senses for more worship, is the revelation knowledge that on that line, it's the threshold, whether you are or you aren't, where the Holy Spirit can take and begin. You can have 10 surgeons or 10 doctors, let's say it that way. You could have 10 doctors standing in the same room. 8 of them are general practitioners. They've all went to medical school, all 10 of them. They all know human anatomy. 2 of them may be, let's say, neurologist or cardiologist. I mean, they're in a special field. They could open you up and put you back together in a real meticulous way. Now, all 10 of them could stand there and collaborate on the general practitioner of law or of medicine. But when the two begin to talk about their field and the speciality and going forward, they could talk for days and leave the rest of them wondering what they were actually talking about. The threshold in the body of Christ of whether you're going forward at an accelerated rate, whether you're even cognizantly aware that there's something else out there to be hungering for, is whether or not you're actively or inactively praying in tongues on a continual basis. And that's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. Aren't you glad we have a teacher? Hallelujah. Jesus said, the Comforter is coming. And then He used another word in just 2 verses later. I will not leave you comfortless. It's the word orpheno, which means I will not leave you parentless. There is one coming. He's going to put His arm around you, and He's going to teach you what I meant when I said what I said in the Word. Do you know, even hours of meditation, there's men who have went and spent their whole life, I wouldn't call it necessarily the meditation that we understand, but they have studied it till they can quote it frontwards and backwards. And I don't want any of their doctrine. I don't want any of it. But when somebody slips His arm around you and teaches you what He meant for for you to know by the meditation of that. And the only way that He can do that is not just you peering at the Scripture, but He's got to be giving the commentary of it and the medium of exchange, the way He transitions past your mind and says, that's what I meant, is through the koroshke betero freske bete, because you're praying a mystery, which Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, I could come to you in the church, I'd rather speak five words, because if there's somebody there that doesn't, there's no need for me to stand up there and be out of order and speak things that they can't interpret, and the whole body wouldn't know what I was saying. But he said, I would rather speak five words in the church while we're having a church service than 10,000 in another tongue, that you may also, A-L-S-O, understand the mystery of what I've already got. In other words, what he was saying was, I've already spoke the 10,000 words in tongues. And by the resident pool of that 10,000 words, somebody calculated it out. And it's easy to do. I could do it. I could have done it myself. Somebody asked me yesterday, and it was so, we were having a conversation on the back of a truck. Dogs, saliva, you know, and they're waiting for the next hog to junk. And this guy was honestly asking me, and he's a Christian. And it was such a joy to talk to him, but yet to know where people's understanding's at, and there's no fault in it. He was like, You mean to tell me that you can do that anytime? I said, my brother, going down the road, showering, sitting on the throne. I'm just being real. He's a God that wants every part of your life. And the crossover to it is how far you'll let Him go on a continual basis, whether you're cognizantly aware of it or not. And Paul said, I'd rather speak five words so you'll understand also what I've already got. But I could have calculated it out, and somebody did. If you just go, and you're counting the words and you're watching your clock stop for 1 minute, multiply that. How many words did I speak? Now, I'm not talking about a, you know. And I'm really speaking in tongues right then. But that wasn't a tongue for interpretation, but it's a tongue for me to teach. I could have counted how many words, because tongues are words, sentences, paragraphs, and great big epistles to God. I don't know what I'm praying, but the Holy Spirit knows what He's praying for me. But guess what? Eventually, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, that is going to cascade back on me in revelation knowledge. I'm going to wake up. Wow. The Holy Spirit told Gary Carpenter, he said, if you'll pray in tongues, your IQ, your physical, mental IQ will increase from year to year. You'll get smarter. I'll wake you up. You can tell a lot of people in the church hadn't been praying in tongues. I'm just kidding. That's another church. You can calculate it out, and somebody did, and they said in about 2 hours' time, you'd speak about 10,000 words if you just kept a good, normal pace and didn't wear yourself out. Well, I like you, pray in tongues all the time. If Candy and I are dating on a Thursday, and in between a good, clean 50s song, I'll be praying in tongues if I'm not singing with the 50s. Or if I'm hunting or fishing or doing whatever I'm doing or reading the Word or spending my hours in, it's continually. You got to develop it like a habit. You got to keep doing it until you develop a habit. But guess what? It's as supernatural as raising the dead, because it does not originate from you. You can be mad at people. You can have evil thoughts, ugly thoughts that you don't want nobody else to see, and you just keep praying in tongues. Don't stop. Don't stop and start thinking about the thing. Just keep praying in tongues. The Holy Spirit will just take you right out of all that. But lights on or lights off, lights on or lights off in the body of Christ is whether or not that person understands or believes. Because see, then you'll go on to talk to people that have the question like, you mean I can pray in tongues anytime I want to? And then God bless them. You realize on the level of their understanding where they're at. And you think, are we just really great teachers around here and that's not what we... I mean, all of everything belongs to Him. Or is there a greater teacher that takes us from glory to glory to glory? And I was trying to say, look, if you'll understand this, He will take you. Because He said, I'm confused about... I said, look, let me tell you something. Anytime you want to, you can activate this person. Lights on or lights off in the body of Christ is how much you believe and understand you should be praying in tongues. Hallelujah! Man, I was going to do something here. I've been prophesying. Praise you, Jesus. That's even good for us that believe it and actively pursue it. Praise God. Have you ever talked to anybody in the body and you're trying to explain to them about, God, I can't, I'm so hungry. And they're like, yeah, that's cool. I can't wait to get in those services. I'm so hungry. And it's like, that's cool. Now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do for lunch? You don't get it, do you? You just don't get it. It's okay. Because forced love is no love at all. I can't make you. I can't put you in a headlock. But the Holy Spirit, if you will start praying tongues, you can be mean as a snake and care less if all the kids in the world in wheelchairs never get up and all you care about is your next summer vacation. But once you start praying in tongues, He will break down systematically to where you will be a bumbling, fumbling mess in yourself. All you'll want to think about is more of Him, and He'll give you all that other stuff, but a hunger will develop inside of you so strong that nothing can take it away. Hallelujah to God. I thought we should have got a Mother's Day. This is your Mother's Day. Hallelujah. How many of you love Jesus? I'm listening. You know, this is Mother's Day. So if your mother is still around, take her out. And if necessary, pay the extra for her to supersize anything if she needs to. And you don't stay in the air conditioner. You go out and play in a cage with her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We love all our mothers. My mother in particular, I love. Hallelujah. I was thinking about taking a rose. I could look like a bullfighter for a few seconds. Hallelujah. Thank you all for ministering and helping us each week. We're going into revival. And we're not building our kingdom, Korea. It's good to see you, honey. Hallelujah. We're not building our kingdom, we're building His. Thank you, Jesus. We're not building a church, we're building inside the family of God. Hallelujah. And there's a big family out there. And I'll tell you, anybody that's going into an outpouring, a revival, or whatever they call it, it doesn't really matter to me. When their hearts are pulling on God for a manifestation for His outpouring and bringing Him home, He's like, are you guys going to bring me home or what? The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And we're part of that bunch that just, if you can put it in this way of frame, we're aggravating him. Us and the Holy Ghost are just gnawing on heaven. Come, 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 come. We want an outpouring, and then we want you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want him. Hallelujah. The only reason why I'll just take a little intermission between him is for these lost. You know, where there's a family. He's got a family out there that's it's part of the family. It's the one that's running from him. But they're his. They're his, and the inheritance of the earth is his. And we've got brothers and sisters out there that are lost. They need to come in. They need to come in. And you get a chance to provide all this. Hallelujah. I'd be so excited. I'd want to be running down here knocking me over this morning trying to get a part of this. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love you all, Candy, and I love you all. Thank you so much for coming. Enjoy the day. Give thanks to God for your mother, and if she's still alive, honor her. And always remember, mother or father, he did not say if they were born again, spirit-filled revivalist, honor them. He just said honor. Hallelujah. Put no prerequisites on it. He just said honor. Hallelujah. Okay, I believe that's it for now. Praise God. So if you have something to bring, and as always, sometimes we'll talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. Normally we give prayer lines. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, we've got a bunch of ladies around here that can get ladies filled. We've got a bunch of men that can get men filled. If I'm taken out of the way, so don't ever hesitate. This church is always open for any service to be filled or to be healed, delivered, set free. Hallelujah. We have no agenda but His. Praise God. So stand. I bless you in the name of Jesus, and I bless this offering in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Hallelujah.